Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 2, Daksha versus Lord Shiva, Text 29. Nashta Shaucha Angha Dhiyo,
Nashta Shaucha Angha Dhiyo,
Jata Bhasmasti Gharinaha,
Jata Bhasmasti Gharinaha,
Vishantu Shiva
Dikshayam,
Yatra Daivam Surasavam,
Yatra Daivam Surasavam,
Nashta Shauchaha. Cleanliness being abundant, Mudha Diyaha, foolish, Jata Bhasma Asti Harinaha, wearing long hair, ashes and bones, Vishantu, may enter Shiva Dikshayam into initiation of worship Shiva. Yatra, where Daivam are spiritual, Sura Asavam, wine and liquid. Translation by the Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Those who vow to worship Lord Shiva are so foolish that they imitate him by keeping long hair on their heads. When initiated into worship of Lord Shiva, they prefer to live on wine, flesh and other such things. Please repeat. Those who vow to worship Lord Shiva
are so foolish
that they imitate him by keeping long hair on their heads. When initiated into worship of Lord Shiva, they prefer to live on wine, flesh and other such things. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Indulging in wine and meat, keeping long hair on one's head, not bathing daily, and smoking ganja, marijuana, are some of the habits which are accepted by foolish creatures who do not have regulated lives. By such behavior, one becomes devoid of transcendental knowledge. In the initiation into Shiva mantra, there are mudrikashtaka, in which it is sometimes recommended that one make his sitting place on the vagina and thus desire nirvana or dissolution of existence. In that process of worship, wine is needed, or sometimes in place of wine, palm tree juice, which is converted into an intoxicant. This is also offered according to Shiva Agama, a scripture on the method of worshipping Lord Shiva. Nashta Shaucha Mudho Diyo Jata Bhasmasti Harinaha Vishantu Shiva Dikshayam Jatra Daivam Surasaham. Those who bow to worship Lord Shiva are so foolish that they imitate him by keeping long hair on their heads. When initiated into worship of Lord Shiva, they prefer to live on wine, flesh and other such things. So this is the episode describing Daksha Yagya, the sacrifice that was organized by Daksha. And this is the prelude. Before that sacrifice, there was an assembly, another sacrifice where all the demigods assembled, and Daksha came there, and Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma did not get up to show respect. All the other demigods, all the other exalted personalities, present there, they all stood up. Brahma didn't stand up to offer respect to him because Brahma was senior to him. Brahma is the father of Daksha. But Lord Shiva is Daksha's son-in-law. So when Daksha noticed that Shiva did not stand up to offer him worship, he fell in silence. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava, Shakti Vrinda Ki. And in that assembly, Daksha became very, very upset and he left the assembly, cursing Lord Shiva that he will not get the Yajna Bhag. He won't get any share of the Yajna. This Yajna is something, the sacrifice is something that the demigods derive their pleasure from. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Saha Yajna Praja Shrishta Purovacha Praja. At the time of creation, Krishna created the demigods as the different personalities in charge of different departments of the universal affairs. That is the demigods, devas and devis. There are various departments in the universal affair: water department, fire department, wind department, rain department, sun department, moon department, education department, finance department. And just as in a country, in a state, for the smooth operation and for the benefit of the citizen, different departments are created, and those departments have different personalities heading those departments. Originally, in the universal affair also, there was this kind of department heading. And Krishna appointed different demigods as in charge of those departments. So they are the devas. And at the same time, Krishna also created the prajas, the living entity. Now, living entities derive their benefit from those departments. In order to survive, we need water, we need air, we need fire. We need the light of the sun. We need vegetation, and they need their flourishing aspects from moon. We need wealth. We need education. Living entities need those things. And those things are supplied by those departments. And as a result of that, the living entities are meant to offer their sacrifice. So that is the Saha Yajna Praja Krishna. At the beginning of creation, Krishna created. Now, this yajna, performance of yajna, is something like paying the bills to the department. Like we consume electricity, we consume water, we consume so many different things from the state. And at the end of the month or at the end of the year, in some cases, there comes a bill. We have to pay the bill or we have to pay the tax. So those departments flourish from those payments. Similarly, in the universal affair, the demigods flourish from the performance of the sacrifice. All the demigods have their share of the sacrifice. But Daksha, who was actually one of the heads of the society at that time, one of the heads of the universal affair, very exalted person, he is Daksha. Daksha means very expert. And he, because Lord Shiva did not stand up to show respect to him, he felt very insulted. Now, this actually is an indication that Daksha, although a very exalted personality, but he was not exalted enough to understand or recognize the exalted position of a pure devotee. He didn't understand why Lord Shiva did not stand up. The reason Lord Shiva didn't stand up was because he was so absorbed in his meditation on Krishna. He was so absorbed in his thoughts on Lord Shankarshana, his worship of the Lord, that he did not have any external consciousness. He did not notice who was coming and who was going. He was just sitting there, completely absorbed, serving his Lord and chanting the glory of his Lord and Master. So this shows, which will be revealed later on, that Daksha was a very, very gross material form. He was very expert materially, but spiritually he was not so advanced. Therefore Daksha cursed Lord Shiva that he won't get any sacrifice. And not only that, he harbored a very, very strong resentment toward Lord Shiva. So much so that later on when he performed a sacrifice, two sacrifices he performed. The second one was a very special sacrifice for Adityita. And in that sacrifice, while all the exalted personalities of the universe were invited, he deliberately did not invite Lord Shiva and his own daughter, youngest daughter, Sati. So that's why Daksha, anyway, so Sati was, but the uninvited Sati came to the assembly. And Daksha just completely disregarded her and insulted and started to blaspheme. As a result of that, Sati left her body. That will be described in next couple of chapters, those incidents. But here, when Daksha insulted Lord Shiva in this way, then Lord Shiva's chief associate, Nandishwar, could not tolerate that insult. So, at that time, he actually cursed the followers of Daksha, the caste Brahmanas. Those who are Brahmanas by birth. And that curse became, Bhrigu also counter-cursed the associates of God. So this verse is actually describing the counter-curse that Bhrigu gave to the followers of Lord Shiva.